early 1980s, the United States put their first woman into space, a full two decades after space travel began. So why didn't women get their chance, even though they had undergone astronaut testing as early as 1961? The answer is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
You've heard me talking about our American countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. And you can still get great pricing on the adventure that includes Rome, Florence, and Venice. We'll see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills, and sprawling vineyards, and much more. Just click the link at AmericanCountryside.com for details, or give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. You can still get great pricing, so don't wait. Join us today. Dr. Randy Lovelace did much of the testing of the Mercury astronauts. In 1961, he began a privately funded program to test women for spaceflight. Initial tests were fruitful, and he was ready to send the women to Pensacola for training on jet aircraft.
It was really only a few days before those tests in September of 1961 that the women suddenly received a telegram saying that everything had been canceled. Two of the women had quit their jobs in order to participate.
Margaret Weidekamp is a curator at the National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C.
When it reached the Pentagon, people started wondering, what is the official requirement? Who's paying for this? Is there an official program that this is a part of? And when the answer to that was no, the Naval Air Station withdrew their participation. It actually ended up in congressional hearings by the summer of 1962, investigating whether NASA was discriminating on the basis of sex.
The hearing and the program were both ahead of their time.
What was fascinating about that was they're having hearings into sex discrimination, and sex discrimination doesn't become illegal until the 1964 Civil Rights Act.
Meanwhile, the Soviets were the first to put a man in space in April of 1961. A Soviet woman soon followed.
The Soviets flew the very first woman in space in 1963, Valentina Tereshkova. There's some debate about whether the Soviets heard about Lovelace's program or whether Lovelace had heard rumors about the Soviet program and that if that had in fact spurred him to some action.
The Soviets tested and trained 8 women. However, the Soviets never put another woman in space until the 1980s. Sally Ride became the first American woman in space in 1983. Traveling the countryside. In Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McCrae.